Hello and welcome to 404 Sight Not Found for December 14th, 2024. This is a very special episode. Currently, I am standing outside of our house and there is a much requested thing that you guys have all wanted, which was a walkthrough of the house. So I'm going to walk down to the street now and I am using a cane, as you should do when you are navigating an area that, even though may be familiar to you, it might not be. So down here by the street, my mailbox is to the left. We're gonna flip it around and let's head up our driveway. So as I head up the driveway, I pass a little sidewalk. This is a very wide driveway and I am walking up our driveway. In a moment, I'm gonna hit the driveway door. There it is. This is kind of a cool house where the driveway and the front door are adjacent to each other. So we're going to step over to our front porch. Unfortunately, there is no wind, which is probably good for the recording, but you are not hearing our wind chimes. So here I am on the front porch, which we have recorded some episodes of the podcast from. It is, can't really give you dimensions. Oh, there's my poor rug. My rug has gotten beaten up really bad. But we have a nice wide space for sitting and enjoying weather when it's good. And up, there they are. Oh, he didn't like those. That got the dog's attention. We have wind chimes, so they are up there. On a nice windy day, they jingle quite a lot, but the wind is still. So let's go inside. So we're gonna, I don't know if you guys want cardinal directions. You probably don't care. I'm not gonna give them, but we're in a north-south street. Our door faces east. Let's go in. So immediately we come inside to our foyer, or foyer, and we'll lock our door. And immediately to my right is the bedroom. To my left is an alcove that has a laundry room. And we'll start there. So in our laundry room, the dryer is washing a blanket, or drying a blanket. I hope it's not washing a blanket. The washing laundry room is small. I did a podcast about that already. Straight ahead is a closet that has like stuff, cleaning stuff. And then, facing the same way that the front door does is our door to the garage. So we'll go check that out. We'll come down in here. This garage is a two-car garage. We use it primarily for storage. There's also an overhead storage area that you can pull a string and some stairs will come down. I have not been up there yet, nor do I plan on it, but it is up there. So just for fun, because we all like sounds, here's our door, garage door opening. Now you can hear a lot more of outside. That's exciting stuff, isn't it? That really, man, what an amazing door. So if we had a car, which we fortunately for the world don't, we could use that. So we're gonna close that back up again. Thump. So final. That's so final. Just thump. Okay. Let's go back in here where it is much warmer. And lock our garage door. So we'll come back out into our main hallway. There's someone's suitcase. He left his suitcase in the hallway. He needs to move it. But he just got back from a trip, so he will. This is the master bedroom, and I'm going to close it. I'm going to close the bedroom door because otherwise I can't get to this area, which is the closet, which you all should remember from the November 4th episode where we were trapped in the closet due to the tornado. So this is the closet. It doubles as a shelter. It's a walk-in closet, lots of racks for clothes, Lots of clothes on racks, so that's exciting. Then we're gonna head over in the bedroom to the master bathroom, which has an amazing walk-in shower, which is awesome. I guess it'd be a walk-in shower. It's not a like a roll-in shower, but it's big and it's really cool. So that is awesome. And then really the bedroom just has your usual stuff like dresser, piano, bed, windows, but it's a bedroom. You sleep in it, you know. So we're gonna head back out of the bedroom, back into the hallway, kick a blue American Tourister suitcase.
Hey, there's a suitcase there.
Oh yeah, there's a suitcase there. And now we're gonna go to my favorite room.
Already.
What's that?
I may have checked it already more than once.
Yeah, I'll move it tonight. We're gonna go into my favorite room, the kitchen. And I love the kitchen because I cook in here. And this kitchen is huge. So on my right side, there is a fridge. And a freezer with an ice maker. And a water dispenser, which I adore. And it's kind of an L-shaped kitchen. So it's not like a galley. But we have counters on one side. We've got our oven on the other side. To my left, there's an island. The island's right in the middle. It is a big island, too. And that's actually where the sink and all that stuff is. So the sink's in the island, which is really kind of cool. And this is an open concept floor plan, so it's not separated out into different rooms. So I have made my way into the dining area. We have a dining table. And, like, literally, I'm right by the living room. And I think there's an Alyssa here.
Yep, I'm on the
You're just chilling on the couch.
Yeah.
So our dining area is kind of a little nook. There's a cool little light that's over the dining.
Watch out, you're headed toward the program director's office.
Well, he's already out now.
I
the chime set him off. He was like barking out. I think he likes them. So on the back corner, we have a kind of a wraparound backyard. So I'm going to hop out there for a moment. You guys will get to hear the dog, because he does not like when you go out into the backyard, but that's okay.
That's why I call it the program director's office.
Yeah, we're going to go interview Oliver. So here we are in the backyard, and as you can hear, my neighbor's dog already knows that we're out here and does not like it. Though this is audio, one thing that I cannot show you is there is a very steep drop-off going towards this fence, and if you were to step down, you could definitely twist an ankle. So this yard is kind of an area you have to be careful in. I'm not going to spend a lot of time in this yard. I will say that there is a patio that is out here. And yeah, this whole thing just dips. So good sized yard. We don't really use it, but it's nice. It wraps around the house more or less. Kind of wraps around. There's a gate on the other side that you could come out by the garage and stuff. And so I don't know. The yard's not overly interesting. I do believe there's enough room for a grill. So we've talked about getting like a pellet grill. I believe you could put it out here, probably in that corner or something. There is a post holding the stuff up, but it's not, again, this yard's not overly interesting. So let's go check out the rest of the house. We got a little bit more to show you. If I can find the door, get back in here. There we go. He didn't want to be interviewed.
What else is there?
He wasn't feeling it. He was,
He had some opinions to share.
Yeah, he woofed at me a little. He didn't growl at me though. He knows better. He knows. Don't growl at Liam.
That's an improvement.
It's a vast improvement. So yeah, this is our living room. We have a couch. We have some chairs kind of either end that we like to flop in. I'm facing a wall that I believe would be on the north side.
Yep.
That has the table that we have a TV on. We are upgrading our television here very soon.
Woohoo!
Cannot wait. We also have our robot vacuums. We have two of them. We really need to send them out and let them play bumper cars.
That'd be fun.
Got to record that. Printer, a Perkins Brailler. Hopefully you all know what that is. If not, I'm very sad. So let's go check out the last little bit. We got three rooms still to show you. So we have a little hallway area. I'm going to turn right. And this takes us into my office. And my office has a lot of boxes in it. Has a desk on my left side. There's a recliner. And I don't know what to really say about an office. If you've watched any of my streams or videos, like, you've been in here. This is where the magic happens. So not really a lot to say. There is technology everywhere. There's boxes everywhere. I need to clean this room up. I really need to get rid of a lot of boxes. So yeah, need to consolidate. Then we have in the middle of the rooms here, we have a back bathroom. And this is just a smaller one with a tub, sink, shower, you know. So this would be like the way this house is built. These would be maybe like two bedrooms for kids or something. And they'd have a bathroom back here. We've kind of made this our office section. And if I come back out of the bathroom and I go straight ahead, now I am in Alyssa's office. And the acoustics sound a little more open, I think, because Alyssa doesn't have boxes everywhere in her room, in her office. She has a couch, which is an awesome floppable couch. We have a desk. We've got more technology, a table that we use for clay stuff. And I mean, really, not a lot to say. There are closets. So I can actually get to the closets in Alyssa's office, sort of much better than mine. And they're kind of like, they're not walk-in, but they're double-doored closets. Right door there. Left door.
Christmas presents are in there. Don't be
Oh, my Christmas presents are in there?
Yes.
Oh, is that why I hear meowing?
That must be it.
Oh, okay.
Meow.
Meow. So I don't know. That's our house. I mean, there's not really a lot to say. I know that there's something that people have wanted to experience. We've gotten a lot of, hey. 30
minutes longer, you might get to hear the Samsung song again.
How much time?
Open smart things.
Also, in our kitchen, we also have a pantry. And so I can store all my spices and other stuff in here. A lot of canned goods, non-perishables.
7 minutes left.
7 minutes. Well, I don't think we're going to wait for it. I think, you know what? Why don't you go back to the September 30th episode, I think it is, and you can hear it twice for yourself. So, I mean, you know.
Have it cut out the second time. It played both times.
That's true. I let it play both times. I was really, really nice.
What else do we have in our kitchen? A smart toaster oven, air fryer, dehydrator.
That's true. Yeah. So this counter has, we got the air fryer. We have the smart toaster oven. You have a little toaster oven for your clay projects. We don't use that one to cook in.
No.
Yeah, let's not do that one. Kind of showing you guys everything. I don't know.
We have a Keurig.
The sink area that I'm in front of right now also has a dishwasher, which is cool. And I enjoy that. I also apologize if during this you guys got any mic handling or bumps or anything. I'm wearing them on my shoulders. They are not the greatest. I don't have a really good solution, so hopefully there is not too much handling noise on this recording. Hopefully it's salvageable. But you know, people have asked, like, hey, can you do a walkthrough? I guess they're interesting, and so I hope you enjoy them. I know there's a lot of cool ambiances and reverbs and stuff in this house. It's an open floor plan, so it's a little bit different than some other places. And also, it's single story, so I didn't point out that there were no stairs. So as I came out and like back in, There was one step. No stairs, nothing crazy. It's all built like on a slab. No basement. So it's great for us. You know.
Yeah, great when we have to take suitcases for
the Oh, place. Yes. I was so happy. No 13 stairs. I don't miss that, let me tell you.
My apartment was 14.
We also have smart speakers all over the house, too. I didn't point out the locations of those, but pretty much if it's a room, it has a smart speaker or two in it.
Unless it's the laundry room, unfortunately, there's not
no.
a spot in there for a
There is no...
Really too bad.
I still can't believe there's no extra outlet in there. There's only the 220s for the machines, but... Yeah, put one in the garage. We just don't have any like reason to do that.
Yeah, it's too bad they don't still make the Echo Tap because that's a battery operated.
Oh my gosh.
Could have gone.
All right, well, hope you guys enjoyed this recording. I hope it is everything you expected and then some. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, throw them to us on Mastodon or wherever you want to. We'll be back with another podcast soon. We'll see you when we see you. On 404, site not found.